What is time for the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. And joining us this week is the executive director of the group, that is Royce Scheneman. Royce, you just got back from a bit of a trip. Tell us where you were at.
Yeah, I attended a U.S. Wheat Associates crop quality seminar across Africa, and we visited Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa.
What was the purpose of that trip, and what were some of the things you were able to see as it relates to the wheat industry, Royce?
Well, the main goal of the trip was to promote wheat from the United States. So we had speakers that discussed the crop quality on the six different classes of wheat grown in the United States. We also had some technical presentations on some new and updated testing methods regarding crop quality and baking performance. So we shared information like that. And then we were able to go to, in the different countries we visited, we had some different stops where we had one-on-one meetings with milling companies and visited a milling school.
Again, you went to South Africa, Kenya, and Nigeria. Any surprises along the way as you share that information and the things you're able to see, Royce?
Well, I had never been in that part of the world, so it was really good to see firsthand each country's opportunities and challenges. And we went from, you know, some countries that were maybe a little more underdeveloped and very price-sensitive markets into markets that were a little more sophisticated, more advanced and technical in their buying specifications. But it was, overall, it was really interesting to get to know customers from each one of those countries and then understand the market, especially that African market. So it was a great trip and very eye-opening. And, you know, hopefully we made some personal connections and built some relationships. And also, you know, hopefully that turns into sales where, you know, we talk about the quality of our product here and what it can do for them. So it was a really good trip overall.
Yeah, help me understand a little bit about as wheat leaves the U.S., it's quite a bit headed to that region of the world right now, and I suppose both if so and if not, where do you see opportunities?
Well, that region is very price sensitive. You know, they're looking for calories and protein and looking to feed people, and they want to be able to feed as many people as they can as cheaply as they can. So right now we tend to be, the wheat class that works best for their applications of products would be hard red winter wheat, what we grow here in Nebraska. So I was really excited to learn and visit with these customers. But what we're seeing right now is a lot of market pressure. We tend to be a little bit higher priced right now. The strength of the dollar does not work in the buyer's favor right now for that part of the world. So it is a challenging market. However, we do have opportunities there as the price of our wheat gets more competitive worldwide. There is a preference for U.S. wheat. We also discussed not just looking at a bottom line price, but look at value. If you're buying as an example, if you're buying wheat at a lower moisture level, you're paying for more wheat and less water. So we did talk a lot about specifications and what to indicate when they're trying to purchase wheat to get them the most value. You know, the bottom dollar might be higher purchasing U.S. wheat, but in the long run, the value of that wheat, getting more wheat to mill, having higher quality wheat that yields more flour production, bakes a better product, helps drive more demand. Those are the kinds of things that we got in some deeper discussions with individual companies. So even though it's a challenging market right now based purely on price, there are some indicators where we're having that customer really evaluate the value and trying to open up different avenues in the marketplace that way.
Well, Royce, what else would you like to share with us about your trip?
Well, I guess I would say, any time that a Nebraska producer or a commodity board has the opportunity to go out and meet with our customers, it's a great opportunity to do that and build relationships. Since on the wheat side, we export half of the wheat that we grow. These are important customers and clients around the world. And it is great to meet them and understand their situation, because if they're successful, we're successful. So it kind of builds hand in hand and really shows us what a global marketplace this is. And I was just honored to be able to go and represent Nebraska and then also try to market our wheat from the U.S. In Africa.
Roy Shaneyman, our guest this week on the Nebraska Wheat Report, of course brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Here on the Rural Radio Network, I'm Bryce Duskett reporting.